And welcome back to the Sunday Morning Playground, Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket, online at WTK.com. The Miz Man, Matt Missler, in the air chair today. Tony O is here in the talk studio. Babs over on the board. No Jay-Z. He's up in the Northeast right now having a little vacay with his lady. So shout out to Jay-Z. You a sucker. Enjoy that holiday. And then you've heard Ron and Anthony, who have come on a couple times. They have personal obligations they got to take care of, and they are not here. So it's just us three amigos. We just holding it down as best we can following a Michigan blowout, 42-13. But we always save this for the very end of the show. Doesn't matter if it's 1 hour or 2 hours. We always save it for the end. It's time for winners and losers. So we'll toss it around the room. Figure out who our winners are and our losers are. And how about for this one? For losers, let's not make it anything Michigan-related. Nothing U of M, at least U of M football, because we already know that's bad. We already know that. So let's go ahead and start it all off, and we'll start with Tony O. Tony O, who is your winner?
My winner is going to be the TCU defense, because they held Kansas to 21 yards of offense.
I did see that. It was like
21 yards of offense. It's the least in two decades of FBS football. That's amazing. So 46 yards passing and negative 25 yards rushing.
I mean, it doesn't bode well for Kansas, but I mean, Kansas is garbage, but still, when you're only held to if you're held to under 100 yards of offense, you're bad. When you're held to under 50 yards of offense, you are garbage. I think at that point you need to be relegated down to like FCS, and even then, that's still bad for FCS to be put in a category of FCS. At least FCS probably would have caused TCU a little bit of problems. That is, I mean, yeah, that's good enough for a winner for me. And you're
My loser is going to be Butch Jones, because I think he's going to be fired before the end of the season this year. This is obviously coming off of the loss to Alabama, which was just atrocious. But you're starting, as I mentioned earlier, I mean, you're seeing now the airplane signs with the, you know, Butch, your mom still loves you. Additionally, this week in a Chattanooga grocery store, you saw the bakery department putting out, not specialty order, just putting out, expecting a rush of customers, cookie cakes, cupcakes with inscribed Fire Butch.
Oh my goodness.
In orange letters. I mean, once you've gotten to that point, I think it's a lost cause.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to send it to Babs. Give me your winner.
Really frustrated with you right now, Tony. Gotta say, both your winner and loser was part of mine. I was going to say my loser was Kansas, you know, with their lackluster performance, to say the least. And so I guess my new – wait, did you say winner, right?
Winner. Okay. Well, we start with winner. Come on.
So my winner you didn't take. My winner, I'm going to give it to Mel Pearson, the U of M hockey team. Well-deserved after this weekend. Again, dominant on Friday, getting that big 4-1 win, and then coming from behind and scoring in the last minute to sweep the first home series of the season and of the Mel Pearson tenure. So big shout-out to the U of M hockey team this weekend.
And your loser.
All right, my loser. Again, talk about Tennessee. And then you went straight to Butch Jones, but I'm still going to talk about them anyway because of, you know, the horrible luck or horrible efforts that they've put up against Nick Saban. So I just found this story, actually. The last time that Tennessee has beaten Nick Saban, let's see, Tom Brady hadn't even made his first career start for the Patriots.
Wow. That's quite bad.
Let alone, so he hadn't started an NFL game. So we got to go back all the way. Saban was at LSU, I believe. And that was in 2001. So Saban at Alabama is 9-0 against Tennessee. And, yeah, the last loss that he's had against the Vols was in 2001.
Wow.
So, brutal.
So, I mean, hell, he wasn't even coaching at Alabama at that point. So, I mean, in the times where Alabama was in their dark ages, Tennessee still couldn't beat them. That's bad.
And the best part is, like, with this story, they've also got, you know, different facts. So I'm just kind of taking a look at this. This is back when Barry Bonds set that single-season home run record at 73, so that same year. Butch Jones was actually an offensive coordinator at Central, believe it or not. And let's see. Lane Kiffin was in his first season at USC as a tight ends coach. So that's kind of just a little bit of a throwback Thursday from the last time that that's happened.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, Mizzle, your winner.
My winner this week, this is going to be as a whole. Any other Michigan program this weekend? Let me give this a little rundown for you, okay? Field hockey knocks off Northwestern 1-0 to win the outright Big Ten championship in field hockey. So congratulations, ladies, doing a phenomenal job. Michigan hockey swept Vermont this week. Phenomenal job, boys, on getting that, and Mel Pearson getting the sweep. The men's and women's swimming and diving team knocking off Louisville on the road. Both teams pulling that off. Congratulations to the swimmers and the divers. The soccer teams pulling off the sweep as well. The men's team shutting out Ohio State at Ohio State. Phenomenal job there. And the women's shutting out Illinois 3-0. So anything not Michigan football are my winner this week.
And your loser.
My loser has got to be the Occidental Athletics team. Their Division III, they complete in the Southern California Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. They have had to cancel the rest of their season because they're out of players. They are out of players. They have canceled the rest of their 2017 season, which is just four games left. They started 0-3, but they had to forfeit two other games, so they're out of players from injury and other stuff like that. So they're going to try to get back at it, but Occidental College, they're my losers this week because they have to cancel the rest of their season because they're out of players. And with that, we have run out of time. There we go. Turn it up a little bit. Now, I know it's not something that we want to hear after a Michigan loss, but we gotta hear that for a bit. Next Sunday, Jay-Z returns, and I believe he's going to be taking the ones and twos next week. We'll see if we go 2 hours, and, well, it's homecoming next week against Rutgers. Let's stop their two-game winning streak, and let's start a new winning streak for us. Coming up at 12:30, Westwood One coverage of the NFL right here on The Ticket. That continues on tomorrow. Tune into everything. Michigan Insider at 6. The Inside the Huddle Show at 10. The M Zone, not the M Den, from 3 to 6 tomorrow as well, along with everything you need to know about Michigan football as well. For Tonio, for Babs, for Jay-Z, who's a sucker, I'm the Miz. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Sunday Morning Playground, Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, The Ticket.